It was announced yesterday, or it might have been Tuesday actually, that this was announced, but the U.S. women's national team in soccer, they finally won their fight for equal pay. Going forward, the men and women involved in World Cup soccer, they will be paid equally. They will have equal accommodations. Equity, equity, equity. I spent a couple of hours yesterday reading about this story with the intent to make a video about it. Now, on the surface, this seems like a simple issue, but it's actually kind of complex. For one, I'm not all that familiar with the inner workings of soccer. When discussing the pay disparity between the NBA and the WNBA, I know what I'm talking about. I understand the contracts, I understand the salary caps, I understand the financial situation of both leagues. Soccer's a little bit different. From what I understand, domestically, here in America, the females actually draw about the same revenue and television ratings as the men, but globally, the men far outpace the women. We might get into that later this week if I can get a complete understanding of what's going on. I don't like to present things to you guys that I'm not 100% confident in what I'm talking about. Kind of like the other day when I made a joke about hunting. Unbeknownst to me, I seem to have a lot of hunters in my audience, many of which called me out about my uninformed opinion when it comes to hunting. And you know what? You were absolutely right. I don't know shit about hunting, which is why I said I don't understand it. A couple of people, maybe one or two of them, they actually seemed to get offended by it, and it kind of caught me by surprise. We're not always going to agree on every issue, which is fine. It's good to disagree on things. But we make fun of social justice warriors all the time here on the channel and in the comments section for being triggered by comedy and satire. But then a couple of people in this audience did the exact same thing. This channel is heavy on the satire. The reason for that, I find it difficult watching straight news. Take someone like Tucker Carlson, for example. His monologues are excellent, but after 10 to 15 minutes of serious straight news and then he'll bring a guest on, it just gets hard to watch. It becomes boring to me. So I use comedy and satire as a way to make factual information that's being presented entertaining to you. Sometimes it's over the top, sometimes I cross the lines of decency, but those are the risks I'm willing to take. I try to make content here that I would watch myself. But anyway, I find the topic of equal pay in sports to be interesting because it seems the people always arguing for equal pay are the same people that don't earn the money. We don't hear NFL or NBA players complaining about their pay scale. We hear it from people like Megan Rapinoe. We hear it from the NWSL, and we damn sure hear it from the WNBA. NWSL, money loser. WNBA, money loser. When these women argue about equal pay, they claim to be fighting for women's rights. We are fighting for the rights of all women. We're fighting for the rights of all women. That's interesting. Let me ask you this. Where was Megan Rapinoe in her activism when women's rights were being trampled on by Leah Thomas? Where are the women of the WNBA right now? When good money was stolen from professional skateboarder Taylor Silverman. I hear all this talk about pay equity. Where in the hell are all these activists right now? Taylor Silverman had $2,300 stolen from her by what feminists like to call toxic masculinity. It's funny how toxic masculinity works. You see, toxic masculinity, it only applies if you're Cam Newton and you say that you're looking for a woman who follows traditional gender roles. Remember last month when I played you that clip of Cam Newton explaining how he was looking for a woman similar to his own mother and not looking for a bad bitch? Remember that? The myth of bad bitch. We have so many women running the streets pretending to play the role of the boss. If any man wants a piece of this, he better put a ring on it. And when I say ring, I'm talking 5 carats. If you want a bad bitch, you better be ready to pay for my services. We have women running the streets thinking they're Beyonce, thinking they're Cardi B. We also have a lot of women out there walking around with naked fingers because most men don't want a bad bitch. They want a woman, a real woman. So keep pretending to be a boss, keep being a bad bitch, and keep walking around with a naked ring finger. Toxic masculinity, it only applies in those situations. It only applies when an NBA player is compensated millions of dollars for generating billions of dollars, and a WNBA player is paid $100,000 for losing $10 million. It's funny how toxic masculinity doesn't apply when a man beats a woman athletically and steals money that rightfully belongs to her. They don't call that toxic masculinity, they call it transphobia. Taylor Silverman is a professional skateboarder and 100% real woman. You see her right here, cute girl, holding her second place trophy from the Red Bull Cornerstone event last weekend. Red Bull gives you wings. Yeah, damn sure does if you're walking around trying to hide the toxic masculinity in your pants. Red Bull will give you all the wings you want in that situation. Matter of fact, they'll even pay for the surgery to cut the single wing in your pants off and donate it to a woman who needs it. Taylor Silverman should have been holding a first place trophy. She should have went home with $5,000 instead of $2,700. That obviously didn't happen because Red Bull, in their infinite wokeness, decided to let a damn man take the money home instead. Meet Lillian Gallagher. Age unknown. Birth name unknown. Gender known. He's a fucking man. I will give him credit though. He was smart enough to choose a female name that doesn't have a male counterpart. Perhaps he was born Larry Gallagher, Lonnie Gallagher. Hell, I don't know. What I do know, he should be arrested for grand theft for stealing $2,300 from Taylor Silverman. Hell, stealing $5,000, really. Seriously, what is the difference? What's the difference here? If Lonnie had stolen Taylor's purse, he would be arrested. But when he steals the prize purse at this skateboarding event, he's a hero. But I don't blame Larry Gallagher here. Although, if I had to guess, he wasn't winning when he was competing against dudes. Instead of working hard trying to get better, he takes the easy route and decides to compete against women instead. But I don't blame Lonnie. Taylor Silverman doesn't blame Larry either. We both blame Red Bull. I don't understand these corporations, these powerful corporations, these billion-dollar companies. They constantly go out of their way to bend the knee to less than 1% of the population. How can 0.07% of the overall population have so much power? I don't get it. Anytime someone speaks out against bullshit like this, they're demonized on Twitter and the mainstream media. Anytime you break the fourth woke commandment, the acknowledgement of proper pronouns, the penalty is ridicule and possible cancellation. How dare you call that she a he? Look at her face. Just because she has a beard and BBs in her pants doesn't mean she's not a woman. She has the right to become a birthing person too. We talked about real courage yesterday with Jonathan Isaac. Taylor Silverman, another example of real courage. She is sick of this bullshit. She is sick of being robbed by men who are pretending to be women. This is not the first time Taylor Silverman has been forced to compete against men. She has been working for 11 years to get to this point. She's been competing professionally for the last several years, but the last 12 to 18 months, all that hard work and dedication has been voided because Red Bull is run by a bunch of pussies. This is the same company that fired their top executives over a supposedly racist map. Check it out here, and I apologize for the blurry image, but this is the best that I could find from the New York Post. This map, it was shared at an internal meeting at Red Bull. Clearly, it's meant to be a joke. It's satire. It was shared during a meeting in 2019. Some woke dumbass working at Red Bull, they leaked this map in the summer of 2020. Instead of Red Bull standing against the woke shit fucks, they caved like pussies and fired their top executives. Since the image is blurry, let me explain what constituted racism at Red Bull in the summer of 2020. Europe was labeled pussies. Russia labeled communist. Middle East, evildoers. Japan, TVs and cameras. China makes our stuff. Antarctica, cold. Oh, all the people living in Antarctica get triggered by the word cold. It should come as no surprise that Red Bull was afraid to take a stand against Larry Gallagher. I mean, after all, they can't risk being targeted by 0.07% of the population. To hell with the 99.3%. We only want business from the 0.07%. Taylor Silverman is tired of being bullied into silence, so she fired off this email to Red Bull. As you can see, she's polite, she's professional, she's a hell of a lot nicer than I would have been if I had just had $2,300 stolen from me. Basically, in a polite way, Taylor Silverman tells this Eric character to find the balls in his pants and do the right thing. Red Bull clearly thinks the right thing is to allow men to compete against women athletically. After all, if they didn't believe it was the right thing to do, they wouldn't have allowed it to happen, right? When you believe you're in the right and someone accuses you of being wrong, what is your response? For most people, the response would be to defend their position. They would reply to this email explaining why they didn't want to trample on the rights of Lonnie Gallagher to fulfill his dream of stealing from women. Everyone should enjoy the right to grand theft. Guess how Red Bull responded? It's been several days now. Guess how they responded? Red Bull responded with silence. They ignored Taylor Silverman. Go away, woman. Red Bull only likes men pretending to be women. Why do you think they didn't respond? Like I say all the time, there's no defending the indefensible. There is no logical argument to be made that would make this decision make sense. You can't defend it. What do social justice warriors do when they're faced with the truth? They run away and hide. Either that, or they call what you're saying hate speech. How dare you hate Larry? He's a birthing person just like you. The Constitution says all men are created equal. That means men can have babies just like women. We're all birthing persons. I go back to my original question a second ago. Where are the feminists? Where are the equal pay activists? Where is Megan Rapinoe? Here we have a clear example of actual pay disparity, gender inequity. Hell, it's not even pay disparity. This is fucking theft. He stole this money from Taylor Silverman. Yet the rowdy Rapinos and the woke WNBA Warriors remain silent. Reason being, they know they are not allowed to speak against their own community. Lonnie belongs to the LGBTGAY community. One of the requirements, individual thought not allowed. Soon, you won't have to worry about equal pay in sports. You won't have to worry about this shit because there will be no female athletes. The months we spent talking about Leah Thomas, I told you guys this was just the beginning. This transgender movement, it's going to bleed into other sports. It always starts small. College swimming. Now, we're moving into professional skateboarding. They start with sports, without a large mainstream following. Then maybe it moves into the LPGA or Calvin Klein putting a pregnant fucking man in their Mother's Day ad campaign. Next thing you know, men are dominating the WNBA. Hell, maybe then people would actually watch it. But let me know what you think. Red Bull allowing a man to steal from Taylor Silverman. What women's sport will they allow men to dominate next? What do you think? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.